Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and take a look who's joining me this week, of course, none other than Dr. Mike Hadabaugh, who is standing by in the Encouragement Lab this morning. Dr. Hadabaugh, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you for being with us. As always, we are kind of talking about some of the things that you have learned or remembered from the past, 21 years and counting or so.
Yeah, we're reflecting on things I've learned in the new millennium, truths that are always going to be truths, at least to me. They may not be to other people, but
okay.
I find them to be truths. So
you mean you're open to other people that have a difference of opinion? That's amazing.
It's a rare thing these days.
I appreciate it. But this week we're talking about bad actors, and those seem to have been around for longer than the new millennium.
Yes. And so here's what I want to say about bad actors.
Okay.
And that is bad actors are in every good movement.
Interesting. Okay. Let me let that simmer in a little bit here. But yeah, I guess now that I think about it, that seems to be correct.
And so one of the things that I see in my world, and I'm guessing you see it in your world too, is that people who are against some movements go out and find the bad actors and say, see what they did.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And that's going to always be true. There are traitors in every movement as well, right?
That's true. That's very true. Well, and yes, you make a good point, I think, because I always, when I'm talking to some of my mass media students, and we talk a bit about journalists and you know, that there are good journalists and there are not so good journalists. And the same goes for doctors and lawyers, I suppose, too.
Well, and I would even boil it down to every individual. You know, we all have good qualities and bad qualities. I know I have bad moments, and I hope most of my day and time and interaction with people are healthy and good, but I am fully capable of having a bad moment or two. But like I said, just thinking of any organism. And so one of the things that right now we've done, and you know, I was thinking about this this morning, is that, as a matter of fact, this may be the thing that I was thinking about that I need to write down, is that headlines are often never the story anymore.
Interesting. Okay. Right.
And same thing with bad actors, right? Is, you know, if I find one bad person inside of a movement, then if I'm against that movement, that to me poisons the whole movement.
Right.
But if I'm in the movement and the movement has some good qualities to it, finding one bad actor in it doesn't poison it all for me. It just means, okay, we need to get rid of them. And here we go rolling down the road again. And that's, boy, I mean, we could just talk about lots and lots and lots of people and things and go, okay, just because you find one bad moment that they've done, does that make them entirely bad?
True.
And so, like I said, for me, this is just one of those things that a fallacy of belief that a lot of us are falling into is that if I can just find one bad person in your movement, that makes your movement bad, and then the story's over. And I'm just saying that's never true.
Right. And that's a good point, I think, Dr. Hadabaugh. And as you mentioned, we run into these folks, and even those of us, you know, all of us have bad moments from time to time. And it's important, I guess, to realize that and maybe even accept that and own that when those things happen, right?
Yeah, I come from a different direction on this whole good person thing. I don't believe that people are naturally good. I think people are naturally selfish. Hmm. And I don't find that to be good at all. I find that to be very, you know, self-serving. And I think it is not natural to serve others and to help others. Matter of fact, I would argue that most of the people that do that are doing it because they, get some self-gratification out of it. I know I've been guilty of that. But when I truly sacrifice myself, when I take a hit verbally or otherwise, and then I let the other person off the hook, in the moment, man, I don't feel satisfied, but down the road, I really feel satisfied. And so that's my take on a lot of this, is that, no, I don't think we're naturally good. I think we're naturally selfish, and that to set that aside is really difficult.
Well, I can understand that, but I'm grateful for the folks who are good in our communities and in our circles and in our friends and things along that line. And it's not to say people don't do good things, as you mentioned, right? They do. They're just maybe thinking about what's in it for them, I guess.
Well, but that's what I'm saying is that I don't think we give people that choose to be good enough credit.
Yes, right.
I think we assume, oh, you're supposed to be that way. No, you are supposed to be that way. But
right.
I don't feel like we come out that way. And now, I do think a lot of bad behaviors are taught, you know.
Right.
I agree with the statement. So, for instance, I don't think we're born racists at all. I think that is a learned behavior, but I think it's learned largely because we're selfish. And there's been books and books and books and books written on, you know, what makes us become so biased against people. And almost always, it's because we feel like that group of people or whatever is somehow hurting us in some way. And it's a fallacy of belief. But I agree with that completely, that most of these bad beliefs are taught, but I think they're taught because we're naturally selfish. We buy into those beliefs
right.
because we're selfish. And that's where those bad actors come in, right? Is they're acting out of selfishness inside of a group that usually has a higher purpose, but it's those bad actors that kind of make the movement, you know, either fail or become, you know, a kind of a spot where people can look at it and go, see, your entire, what you're doing is wrong because of this.
Right. Told you so, kind of a thing.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. All right. Well, and I guess any advice on how we can avoid some of these bad actors as we go throughout our daily business?
Well, expect them. That's the biggest thing. Is don't buy into this false idea that, oh, I'm on the good team, therefore we're all good. No, you're not. You're not all good. There are people around you, and it might be you that is going to subvert what everybody else is trying to do.
Interesting. All right. We will take that advice and check in with you again next week, Dr. Hadabubba. In the meantime, we'll be on the lookout for these folks.
All right. Looking for those bad actors.
We will. All right. Thank you, sir. Dr. Mike Hadabaugh, he joins me every Wednesday from the Encouragement Lab right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.